All right, so starting in Yud Beis Amud Aleph in Beitza. Who wants to read? Okay. So the Mishnah says that the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about Hotzah and Yontif, right? Beis Shammai says you can't carry the Katan, the Lulav, or the Sefer Torah into the Shush Rabbim, right? This is Hotzah. And Beis Hillel is Matir. Okay, so what is Rashi? Lois a cotton. What is this grouping of activities in the Mishnah?
Kol mile de lav tzar tefila.
Okay, so of course, so Rashi is explaining the Mishnah is talking about hotzah that has no tzar achila. Right, that's the machlokes beis shammai beis hillel. Okay, we have to see how this how the Gemara explains the machlokes. Go ahead. Yeah. Okay. So it's a brisa that what if you shecht an olas nedav on yom tov you get malchus. Okay. Go ahead. What does it mean? What's an olas nedav?
Why?
Right. So Rashi says because if it was a chovas hayom, then it's mutter. But this one is a nedav, so there's no chov to bring it today. Right. And it's an ola. You're not getting anything out of it. Right? Okay. Go ahead. So now you see already the first step in the Gemara is expanding the Mishnah. Right? The Mishnah is just talking about the case of Hotzah. But the Gemara considers this to be a general principle. Right? At least, it's interesting. In other words, it's saying that the braisa by the shchitas ola must be Beis Shammai, right? That you get malchus on the shchitas ola. Why? Because if it was Beis Hillel, just like he says by Hotzah in our Mishnah, that what mitoch shehutra letzarach hutra namish lo letzarach. He should apply the same idea to Shechita. Right? So already we have two things coming at us, two heavy things coming at us simultaneously. First of all, we're getting an insight into what the Machlokas is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel by in the Mishnah, and that it's not limited to the case of the Mishnah. It's a general idea. Okay, so what's the basic concept? Let's see. What's the basic concept? So what's Litzarach? Let's define our terms. Litzarach, so Rashi explains.
Achasher
yochal l'chol nefesh. Okay. Achasher yochal l'chol nefesh. So Tzarach is ochal nefesh. Litzarach is ochal nefesh. So that everybody agrees. You raising your hand? Oh. So Litzarach is ochal nefesh. So Beis Hillel holds... What? Mitoch. What? What does it mean? Explain to me. What's mitoch? That since the Torah is matir, hotzah for a tzarach of ochol nefesh, and how do we know it's mutter for ochol nefesh? From achashe yochol ochol nefesh. Right? So, mitoch shehutra letzarach, hutra nami shelo letzarach. Now it's going to be mutter, even for no reason. It's a strange concept. It's a strange idea. It's a strange idea. You give an inch, it's an expression, right? And they take a mile. Torah gives you a heter, v'ochol nefesh. Next thing you know, Beis Hillel is saying, you can do anything you want. I mean, what's the, it's a strange, where would you see something like that? Why would you ever say something like that? Torah says pretty clearly, achashei yochol nefesh hu levado yeseh lechem. Yeah.
That's almost
Sivah. Okay. And the Gemara is saying that it's not something particular to Hotzah at this point, right? It's not something particular to Hotzah. That just like he says it by what? By Hotzah, he would also say it by Shechita. Yeah. I mean, so you see right away, I mean, what do you see from this? We can make a deduction from this. and that is that ochel nefesh apparently doesn't apply to every malacha, or at least mitoch can't apply to every malacha, because then yantif would just be chol. And if you really held mitoch, you know, then you're gonna have to say one of two things. You're gonna have to say that not every malacha. You're gonna have to say there's not a heter of ochel nefesh on every malacha.
Isn't this just talking
right? About otherwise, according to Beis Hillel, you'd have no malacha. I said there are two things. That's what you see the Gemara right away. Two things. They deduced from the Mishnah that the brice of Shechita can't be Beis Hillel. Hmm. Right? Because just like he says it by Hotzah, he would say it by Shechita. And it gets even stranger, right? All right, so anyway, at least we have Hotzah and Shechita. We know those two for sure. Okay. Let's go. Hillel holds that Ochel Nefesh. Now, is the Gemara saying that the Braisa cannot be Beis Hillel? Because Beis Hillel holds from the proposition of Mitoch. He holds from that idea, Mitoch. Right? So since he holds from Mitoch, and we know for sure that Shechita is Mutter Litzarach, right? I.e. Ochel Nefesh, then it would be Mutter, or at least you wouldn't get Malkus, to do Shechita even not for Ochel Nefesh, meaning the Ola. So if there's a Brice that says you're going to get Malkus for Shechitas Ola on Yom Tov, Olas Nedava on Yom Tov, it can't be Beis Hillel. Right? It's a simple deduction, assuming those premises. Right? So that's what I'm saying. You see that the Mishnah, that the Gemara didn't limit, the assumption of the Gemara is not that it's a special Hotzah din. They were speaking about Hotzah. But Hotzah is just an example of a bigger machlokus on Mitoch. And Mitoch is not limited to one case. Mitoch is a general trend in Malacha. Right? I mean, it's our job to try to make sense out of it. What kind of an idea is that? What kind of idea is Mitoch? But let's go a little further first. Right, Gil, you with me?
Yeah, perfect.
Now, as you could frame the question like this, between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, is like this. There is the overall structure of Malacha and Yom Tov. Right? It does have a shame of Isser Malacha. You might call it. It's a question: is it Meleches Avoda? But essentially, there is a reference of Malacha. So, but at this, but simultaneously, there's a heter of Ochel Nefesh. Right. So I think what the guys are saying here now, tentatively, is that the machlokus is what, in terms of the halachic structure of Isser Malacha. Does the heter of Ochel Nefesh necessitate a complete heter or not? Does it necessitate a heter of the malacha or not? According to Beis Hillel, we're not really giving a reasoning behind it. But we're saying the statement of Mitoch seems to imply that although the objective was a heter of Ochel Nefesh, it necessitated the greater heter. Right? Or is there a precision heter of Ochel Nefesh?
Rabbi Shammai seems more like the Tzorach.
Okay, so we got another deeper interpretation now. Now you want to say what? The Machlokus is what?
What is the heter? How is the heter formulated? Was it that the tzorach itself is the matir for the malacha, and when there's no tzorach, there's no more heter?
Right.
Or is the tzorach just because of the heter malacha?
In other words, they're saying this, that what? Question, they want to say the question like this. Is Ochel Nefesh, how does Ochel Nefesh and malacha work out together on Yom Tov? right? Is it really this regular malacha with a heter of ochel nefesh? In other words, really the malacha on Yontif is the same structurally as on Shabbos. But there's a matir. You can violate the tzura of the malacha if there's an objective of ochel nefesh. Right? It's like each time is a heter. Each time is a matir in the iser. That the objective of ochel nefesh is considered an important activity on Yom Tov, and it permits the maisa, which otherwise would have been which otherwise would be considered malacha. But in terms of the malacha itself, there's only one description of malacha. Only one description of malacha, right? And you don't say you're doing a different kind of a malacha if it's ochel nefesh or not. The matir comes from the objective. Okay, that's one way to look at it. So then, of course, there's no such thing as a mitoch. Then mitoch it doesn't make any sense. There's no concept of mitoch like that. Can't say because there's a heter that allows me to, that is docha, basically the malacha in one instance, doesn't mean that there's always something docha the malacha in every instance. That's antithetical to the idea of a heter, right? If there's a heter means, the situation of heter implies that the malacha exists, but there's another concern that allows you to that overrides it, so to speak. But that's occurring. That's occurring at the time of the ochel nefesh, right? It's like a pushing back of the malacha for this particular reason. So that would be, that's the tentative Beis Shammai Svara. Whereas Beis Hillel is saying, Achashe Yachol Nefesh is a definition of what type of malacha itself is Mutar on Yontif. You understand? That's, right? Be mak with me. In other words, what is the pasuk of that there's an iser malacha, but there's a heter of ochel nefesh? Is it that they're two in opposition, right? Malacha is still pristine and defined simply by the mechanical activity, right? So carrying food or carrying anything else is exactly the same, right? But the objective of ochel nefesh is doche the malacha, right? It's an intrinsic, it's given to you with an intrinsic matir, right? You can violate. Obviously, that's it's not going to be a violation, but you can do what is structurally defined as the ma'isa of malacha for a certain objective, right? Okay, like you have that a lot of times. I mean, it's a matir. Then of course you couldn't extend it. You can't extend it because the whole idea of the matir is that ochel nefesh is superior to the asiyas malacha. So you can't deduce anything from that. You can't deduce that because this is superior to asiyas malacha, then other things are. That wouldn't make any sense, right? I wouldn't say because you can violate Shabbos because for pikuach nefesh, therefore you can violate it for anything. No, that means to say that pikuach nefesh is superior. Its needs are greater than the iser itself. But you would never be able to make a mitoch out of that type of a structure of iser and heter, iser and matir, correct? So then you have to say Beis Hillel is looking at a completely different relationship between the Isser Malacha and the Heter of Ochel Nefesh. And it's more in terms of the structure of Malacha itself on Yom Tov. Malacha on Yom Tov it doesn't have the same structure as malacha on Shabbos. It's a different kind of malacha. It's malachos that what? The malacha itself is modified in light of ochel nefesh. So then you could argue that you can't just modify something based on its particular objective. You can't say the malacha is really different. In other words, they both really agree, al pi svar, to this point, right? That the malacha is defined by the mechanical, by the maisa itself. And the tzarach of ochel nefesh is not really going to change that. So according to Beis Hillel, it would come out, if you wanted to create, when the Torah says, Acha she yochel chol nefesh hu levadi yes alachem, and it's a description that the malachos of Yom Tov are different, it must be carving out certain malachos that have ochel nefesh from the Isser itself. Saying which types of malachos? In other words, it's more like a type of malacha. What type of malacha is Asr? The types of malachos that don't have ochel nefesh. But once you say the type is, once you say ochel nefesh defines the type of malacha that defines the categories of malacha on Yom Tov, so then it means to say, well, once this is defined by ochel nefesh, so then it's not asr. Right? In other words, is ochel nefesh a statement of simply a statement of heter, or is it really a statement about the type of malacha itself? But once you say type of malacha, that has to be categorical. So you have to say, if shechita is ochel nefesh, and achashei ochel nefesh is telling you types of malachas that are not included in Isser Yontif, then it must be that the malacha shechita is not a malacha on Yom Tov. Right? It's more a systemic heter. It means from the system of malacha, it's removed. That's a mitoch, right? Okay, so Rabbah says, how do you know that they're really arguing about this? How do you know? Right, Rabbah was conservative. Why are you making a big machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? Why are you saying they're arguing on a big fundamental question of mitoch, which represents two distinct worldviews on malacha and Yom Tov? Why make it into such a big machlokas? Right? Why don't we just say simply they're arguing about one particular point? Maybe they're only arguing about one point. Is there an Isser of Hotzah on Yom Tov? Is that a bigger point or a smaller point? That's the question. So in other words, Rabbah's question is like this. Look, the Mishnah is only talking about Hotzah. The facts of the Mishnah deal with Hotzah. You are making Hotzah a particular of a greater category, and you're saying they're arguing on the whole category. Why should you say that? Why not limit the Machlokas? Why not say the case of the Mishnah is the scope of the Machlokas itself? Right, you're universalizing. You're saying the Mishnah talks about Hotzah, but it represents a whole category. A whole category of mitoch that applies to all malachos. That's a deduction. That's some sort of a... you're extrapolating from it to a bigger issue. Why not limit the scope of the machlokas to the fact of the Mishnah itself? Right? It's less of a step. For the Gemara's first step, you're positing facts that they're arguing about. You're saying they're not only arguing about Hotzah, they're also arguing about Shechita. That's not in the Mishnah. That's not in the Mishnah. So you're having a svara that is going to increase the content of the machlokas. But why not limit the machlokas to the facts that we have here? Just say they're arguing about Hotzah. As fantastic as that may seem, that's more directly related to our observable fact, right? Hotzah. Okay. Question though is, why would you pull one malacha out of the 39 malachas and say this is batal? I mean, that's a strange way to treat the system, right? So what is this based on a pasuk in Yirmiyahu? What does it say? So as go Marsavar Erevot Zol Shabbos Vein Erevot Marsavar Erevot Hotzah. I just question if there's if the vav belongs here or not, right? Tosus takes out the vav. Erev Hotzah. Right, you saw Tosus? He means is Hotzah mixed into the malachos of Yantav? Is there a mixture? Is there an Erev Hotzah, an Erev Hotzah? Tosus doesn't like. What does Erev have to do with anything? Right? It's just a question of Hotzah. So Tehillos, there's no vav. It's just, is Hotzah mixed in with the malachos or not? Or is Hotzah not mixed in with these malachos? Right? Because Yirmiyahu says, Velososiu is giving Musar. Velososiu Masa Bibatechem Biyom HaShabbos. B'Shabbos in Biyom Tavlo. So it's interesting. So you see, to remove Hotzah from the malachos, you're definitely going to need some source, and you're going to need some source. That apparently you can't do Al Pisvar, right? Al Pisvar you can learn Mitoch, but Al Pisvar you don't have a right to just rip out one malacha indiscriminately. Okay, it's true as a pasuk from Yirmiyahu, but it's a raya. It's a raya to a fact of Torah Shabbat Peh. All right, anyway, so what is Rashi saying? Right, so that's what Rabbi is saying. Why don't we say that they're arguing about whether Hotzah is part of the malachos of Yontif or not? Right, Legamri. Is Lichatchila, the nature, the malacha of Hotzah itself, is it one of the malachos of Yontif, or is it not? Only a malacha on Shabbos. But everybody agrees that we treat the malachos on Yontif and Shabbos the same. And if there's a heter v'ochel nefesh, that is a temporary matir because of the situation. It doesn't reflect on the nature of the malacha. So maybe that's the only machlokas. Beis Hillel holds that Hotzah is 38 malachos on Yontif. And Beis Shammai holds it's 39 malachos on Yontif. Right? Yeah, so why would you pick out one? Why would you pick out Hotzah? Right? Why would you pick Hotzah? So new. Malacha Gerua. It gets shortchanged all the time. Malacha Gerua. Second class Malacha. Right? Tosus mentions Malacha Gerua. But what does that mean? What does that mean? So Tosos, I think Tosos is explaining a little better, right? Explaining the Afagav a little clearer. Right, how does Tosos say it? L'chein nir la rav rabbeinu chayim kohen. De garsinon erev hotzah belovav. V'hachi pirusho, listen to the pirush. V'hachi pirusho. Im iser hotzah me'urav bo, bein shar malachos, afagav shi malacha gruah. Right? So what does that mean? Yes. Yeah, so what does that mean? So which side is the chiddush? That's what Tosa is implying, right? I mean, that's also what Rashi seems to be implying.
It's like saying when we talk about malachos, then you have to specifically tell them that you're talking about Hotzah also.
Right. Since Hotzah is a malacha grua, would we think it's included or not? Should it be included or not? And the side that says Beis Shammai saying it's included even though it's a malacha grua. Right? It's included even though it's a malacha grua. Is that what Rashi's expressing? I'm not sure. What is Rashi saying? What's the afagav in Rashi? Is he trying to explain why the Gemara doesn't bring the pasuk of Vayavi or Kol B'machaneh? Sounds like that's what he's saying. Saying, why didn't the Gemara quote that pasuk? Because that pasuk is Dafka Shabbos. I mean, that pasuk is.
He's saying the opposite of Tosfos, that even though you see Hotzah is from Shabbos
B'machaneh. Yeah, is Rashi saying the opposite? You mean he's saying even though it comes from Vayavi or Kol B'machaneh? But why does he just say even though it's really one? Even though it's definitely, you know. I mean, you don't. The other malachas don't come from a specific pasuk. It is funny. The other malachas don't come from a pasuk. It's just because it says malach. Either because it says malacha 39 times, or because the parshios are smuchos. Why does Rashi make the point specifically that it comes from a pasuk? And Yirmiyahu is coming to be mefarish. I mean, but you're saying it implies the other way. That even though it's really, even though it should be part of the malachos, Yirmiyahu came and explained it that it's not.
It sounds like he's saying it still is part of the malacha.
Saying that it's definitely is a, I mean, Rashi's saying that it definitely is a malacha. That's what you're saying. Definitely is a malacha, because you see it from this pasuk. But Yirmiyahu is coming and explaining that it doesn't apply to Shabbos.
No,
I mean, only plus Shabbos.
Right.
I mean, the pasuk is just how they derive that there is hotzah in the Asiyas HaMishkan. Right. Right. But that's what's confusing with the Rashi, because then he goes on to say that the shechita is an av malacha and part of los aseh kol malacha. Right. Sounds like he's saying. The Hotzah comes from a special inclusion. You could learn him saying like this, that he's just explaining why they quote the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu. Quoted the Pasuk from Yirmiyahu because he's Mefarish. Could make the argument straight from the Pasuk in the Torah. That it's not really it's not really a Malacha, per se. Yeah, either way, so what's the Svar? Okay. So what is a malacha grua? Correct. It's a malacha that doesn't have an effect on the chefta, right? The chefta is not. There's no tikkun in the chefta. There's no tikkun in the guf hadava. Right. Normally, a malacha is a process that takes something from a developed state, right? Like bone, or even the soser has to be. Readying it for the next bona, or tochein, anything else, right? You're taking something and you're altering it, and that process is turning it into something new, right? It's a real tikkun. But hotzah, you just moved it from one rishus to the next, so that's a malacha grua. It's a malacha grua. Now, so the question would be like this: when the pasuk include, now is if you just had malacha, just from the concept of malacha, you wouldn't come up with hotzah, right? That's what the Gemara is implying in Shabbos, and that's what we were discussing last week, a couple weeks ago, right? If you look through in Shabbos in the beginning over there, Tosis, the big Tosis in the first daf, he goes through more in depth the concept of malacha grua, right? But one of the features of malacha grua. Is that every expression has to be found in the Mishkan, right? It's not enough to find one expression of a shinoi rishus. You have to. The Gemara wants to know where do you find hotzah? Where do you find achnasa? All right, I think it answers al pisvar for that. But there, it wants to know where do you find mavir dalan amos? Where do you find zorek? Right? It wants to know specific cases. Where do you find them? Right. Or like we were doing in that case, it'd be Moshit is a separate surah. So the question is like this. In terms of Shabbos, there's no doubt that it's Aser. Question is, in the translation from Malachos of Shabbos to Malachos of Yom Tov, right? Do you lose Hotzah in the transition? Right? Do you lose Hotzah in the transition? So what kind of a question is that? What's the question? Why would you say one way or the other way? Okay, good.
a lot. Maybe like Shabbos has this idea of like work 6 days and then on the seventh day rest, so you refrain from doing certain acts. But the Yom Tov has don't do productive acts. So,
okay, so I'll take the second side. So you could say like this: you could say Shabbos is Shabbos has a character of. Shabbos has the character of Meleches HaMishkan associated with it. The Melachos of Shabbos are modeled from Asiyas HaMishkan. So it's only because, it's only in order to reflect that idea that we include Hotzah in Melachos of Shabbos. It's not that it's intrinsically a productivity. It's because it was specifically, there was a need in terms of Mishkan. So in terms of, this is an idea you have to think about to see if it makes sense, but in form, the idea is that it's the connection to Mishkan which demanded Hotzah be included in Shabbos. But Melechos of Yom Tov are really just a question of a person shouldn't be involved in other asios, in other productivity. Person should rest from his from avoda bechlal, but it doesn't have anything to do with a reflection on asiyas hamishkan. So that's what Rashi means. You learn hotzah from a specific thing that the Torah enumerates it as part of the asiyas hamishkan. That's why on Shabbos it has to be aser. But it doesn't have the character of av malacha, meaning something which is per se productive, right? So that's what Beis Hillel held. He held that when you go from Shabbos to Yom Tov, they have different causes of malacha. The part of the cause of malacha on Shabbos is its connection to ideas of Mishkan itself. It has to reflect on Asiyas HaMishkan. Because Asiyas HaMishkan, I think when Shavuos, my father gave a shiur, the relationship between the Mishkan, Asiyas HaMishkan, and it's like a microcosm of Maisa Bereishis. Mishkan is like a microcosm of the world. But so there's an idea of Maisa Bereishis that in the comparison to Mishkan. So the Asiyas HaMishkan demand an Isser on Shabbos. So that's going to include Hotzah. But Yom Tov has nothing to do with Maisa Bereishis. Yom Tov is just an idea that the person should recede from his activities, from worldly activities. But it has to have a character of productivity, right? Or do you say no, that once the malachos were defined, there's only one, once they were defined on Shabbos, the term malacha, now it is true in terms of the cause, malachos Shabbos comprises two things. It comprises things which are ikar malacha, meaning av malacha themselves, and the malacha that comes about because of its connection to Mishkan. But the question is, when you carry it over to Yom Tov, do you take everything that was kavua by the term malacha from Shabbos to Yom Tov, or only those things, only those malachas which were intrinsically related to malacha itself? But things that are because of Mishkan, you don't need to carry over to Yantif. Right? That would be the question. Malacha grua means it's not included on its own in a primary form. It's only included because of its connection to Mishkan. So on Yantif, there's a svara to say you don't need that malacha wouldn't carry over. Right? What I'm just trying to show you, though, is just in terms of the methodology, what I'm doing over here, is what we're trying to say is it's not enough to say malacha grua, right? You have to show if it is a malacha grua, right? Like Sprung is saying, why is it grua? But that's not enough. You have to say, so then why is it included? right? So why is it included if it's garua? So that shows you on Shabbos there were two criteria. There's the productivity itself, and then even things that don't qualify with that because they're connected to Mishkan. But then you can say that now you have a question. Once the Torah coined the term malacha as applied to Shabbos, and Lamaisa it included all 39, does it, when it applies it to Yom Tov, is it starting over, starting new? And then it would be only the things that are necessary al pi svaras Yom Tov, or is it simply identifying the category? There's one category of malacha that was already defined in Shabbos, and everything else is it stems from that. Okay. We could speculate. Right. Really, the safest thing is just define that. Define. Look, there are levels of definition, right? First level of definition is to show why there could be a chiluk. Why is it justified to look at it that you'll carry everything over but this one? What is the deeper cause for that is harder to understand. Now I just let it slip. I don't know if it's true or not, but it's possible to say the question is, when the Torah is defining malachas on Yom Tov, is Malacha and Yom Tov derived from Shabbos itself? So then it doesn't matter why it was included on Shabbos. Once it is, once there is the category of Malacha, like Shabbos is like we discussed a couple weeks ago, that there's nothing on Yom Tov that's us or that's Mutter on Shabbos. Because Shabbos is the ultimate Kedusha. So all Isser Malacha has to start with the system of Shabbos, and then that's the definitive set of malacha. So then whenever it says and malacha here too, it's going to be replicated, unless there's a specific exclusion like ochel nefesh. But other than that, malacha is always going to mean that. Or do you say no, that malacha as Shabbos was one system, and then malacha as Yom Tov is its own system, and it's built up from the bottom on its own basis. So then you wouldn't include Hotzah, because there's no basis of a connection to Mishkan. There's just the ideas of productivity that we see, the 39 categories of productivity. And by the way, you know that when the Bali Mesorah Torah Shebal Peh comes up with the 39 malachos. It's not just copying activities mindlessly that are done in the Mishkan, right? You have to think into it. What are really the productive steps, right? Malechus Mishkan is just considered to be like the height of productivity. That's definitively is productivity, because that is really a true asiyas adam to make a Mishkan. It's not just idle hobby craft work, it's a true inyan of asiya. But then you have to think. They had to think in based with the idea of malacha. They had to really think in, where do you divide it up? What is really the productive step? As the Gemara says, you know, why is borer, merakid, and zora three different things? You know, they really have the same character to it. So you have to go through. There was a lot of thought put into how to divide things up. Tosis goes into it over there, and it really. But the point I'm trying to make is, they were looking for productivity. And once it's defined, so now we know. Whenever there's a nisa malacha, productivity, it's going to be those things. But hotzah didn't come about because of the productivity. It came about because of the Mishkan. Okay, I feel like I'm repeating. Okay. So now you have a very strange Gemara. So now the Gemara says like this: Maskif lo Rav Yosef, ela me'ata. If you're going to tell me that they're really arguing shy about whether there's a malacha of hotza or not, right? We'll see if it can work out. If you're really telling me they're arguing about whether there's hotza or not, then why don't they argue about stones? Of course, they would argue about stones. What does that mean? Argue best knowns. So what does Rashi say? Maskif lor of Yosef ahach skafta de rabba. It's a maskif on a maskif. Elameata de svira luhula beis hillel ein isr hotza li yom tov. If you're going to tell me that beis hillel really holds as no isr hotza on yom tov, why don't they argue about stones? E ein isr hotza ein isr tiltel. If there's no hotza, there's no tiltel. Okay, why? Shelo nesar tiltel ela mishum hotza. The whole reason why tiltel is usher is because of hotza. One second, didn't we spend a lot of time learning muksa in the beginning of this? What about the vechinu es sheyaviu? So that's not tiltel. That's real isser muksa. Like achila, that's like Tosis in the beginning of Beitza. It says you could be mechalik between achila and tiltel. Tiltel is not the muksa that we were talking about in the beginning. That was the grogros and smukim is that you can't even eat them. That's the real muksa. This is talking about separate tiltel. Just because something is muksa, why can't you move it? Muksa means the real muksa is you can't use it, you can't eat it, right? But to move it, what's the big deal? Right? Okay, just in case you got confused by that. So in terms of tiltal, and I'll prove it to you, because tiltal, he's saying, is only because of otsa. And this is the proof. Umasha lo gozra al kol tiltulim afilu al ochlim v'kelim mishum den gozra gzera al tzibur elim gim rovat tzibichom lamaba. So you see, Rashi says, if tiltul is really an is, tiltul is an isser because of hotza, why didn't they say you can't move food? Right? Tiltul and muksa have nothing to do with each other. It's a totally different, it's a different thing. Right? The real muksa is not tiltul. Because you see, tiltul would have even been on food. Right? Tiltul is a question of hotza. So if there's no hotza, there should be no tiltul. No iser tiltul. And then that would have been the better machlokus. Beishamai should have said, you can't, what? You can't move rocks. And Beis Hillel should have said, you could move rocks. And then we would have known that according to Rabbah, then we would have known that Beis Hillel holds from no Isser Hotza, and Beis Shammai holds from Isser Hotza. And then we know there's no machlokas of mitoch, so it'll be everything will be clear. Ella midlo iflugu bavonim shma minadiluchuli alma yesh hotza liyom tov. Ella shemina Torah hutra letzarach. Okay, now here's the question. According to, we see now that everybody agrees that what? There is hotza on Yom Tov. But min haTorah, it's mutar l'tzarach. Okay, good. Ubeis Hillel islehu, kevan dehutra l'tzarach, hutra min haTorah legamri. Now, does Beis Hillel have hotza or not? He has hotza, but it's hutra legamri. So, right? He has hotza, but it's hutra legamri. So if there's no hotza, then there's no way to have an iser tiltul. But if you have an iser hotza, that's hutra legamri, then the iser tiltul makes perfect sense. Does that make any sense?
As a derabanan.
And what does Rashi say? Why would there be an iser tiltul? El rabanan gazru b'midi davi tircha delo tzarach. Okay, go on avonim. Yeah, but if you move those avonim from Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to Rosh Hashanah, would you be over in Isser Hotza? No. Dirabanan? So then they could have made a Dirabanan on Yom Tov. Aval b'katan v'sefer Torah, d'srichan hu b'yom tov, lo gazer. What? They could have made a gzeira moving a cotton in the Sefer Torah? Ube Shammai leis lehu migu. Umigu de tzarach achila shutra hitiru. Where does it go? Umidi the tzarach achila shatora hati raso hutar vishena tzarach achila bisuro omed minatara. That is a major problem. It's a major, major problem. What is Rashi talking about? All right, so think about the Rashi. You take a look at the Tosfos. But you see here, Shaya, this is where you see, this is where the Machlokas comes out. That according to Rashi, when we say according to Beis Hillel, this is why I say maybe we jumped the gun a little, because when we say according to Beis Hillel, Hutra, Litzarach, Hutra Nami Shalol Tzarach, it means Shalol Tzarach Klal, according to Rashi. That's where all the other, most of the other Rishonim argue. They say there has to be some Tzarach. All right, so we have a work cut out for it. All right.